Cinderella by Caitlin Hunter. Once upon a time in China, there lived a little girl named Water Lily. She was a very kind girl. Her stepmother was a very nasty, mean person. Her dad died after he got married. Water Lily didn't ask to work. Her stepsister's names were Sponge and Spiker. The emperor held a dance for his son. He would choose a bride. Of course, her stepsisters were going. She got their dresses and did their hair. They said, "Don't you wish you could go?" "Well, I have nothing to wear and I have work to do. But yes, I do want to go." "Well," her stepmother said, "if you finish your work and have something to wear." "But where are you going today early?" asked Rory. "They said none of your business." And they walked away. She washed the floor, trimmed the hedges, planted the flowers, and washed the windows. She did lots of other work. She went to find a dress. Of course, she went to her sister's room. As if they knew it would happen, all the dresses were gone. She ran outside and started to cry. She heard a bird say, "Why are you crying?" Water Lily stopped crying and told the bird "ni hao," which in their language meant hello. The bird said, "Ni hao" back. She asked, "Did you say something?" "Well, yes, I did say something. And I'm your fairy godmother. Am I imagining things? I think I'm dreaming. Can someone pinch me? Ouch, I didn't mean it literally." "Well, why were you crying?" asked the little bird. "I want to go to the emperor's dance, but I can't because I have nothing to wear and I have work to do." "Well, I can fix that." She sang a song and the work was done. "How will I get there?" "Bring me a flower," she said. She brought the bird a flower. "How can I get there by this water?" said Water Lily. "Well, I can't wait to tell you that. But why?" The bird did a little song and it was now a carriage. She said, "Bring me 5 plump pandas." "Plump pandas? 5? Well, of course." She brought them to the bird. "Now, close your eyes and wish for an eagle." "Eagle? What is an eagle?" "Well, just imagine it, okay?" Well, whatever it was, she wished for something. When she opened her eyes, to her amazement, the pandas had changed into beautiful birds. "So that is an eagle," she said. "What about my dress?" "Oh, yes, it's lovely." "Oh, my goodness, honey," said the little bird. "We have to get you dressed." She sang a song that Water Lily's mother had sang to her. She looked around her. Soon butterflies went round, round, and round her. She looked at herself. She was beautiful now. "Now, darling, listen to me," said the bird. "When the first star shines high in the sky, it makes a beautiful noise. You have to leave." "Okay." So she went off to see the Emperor Harold, and she entered the dance. She heard Sponge and her sister Spiker. They walked up to Emperor Bao. She went up the steps. She had not noticed her feet. She had lovely slippers on her feet. Red slippers, in fact. She went up. Everyone gasped. She went down. The Emperor went straight up to her. She knew at that moment she was in love. The Emperor was too. They danced, 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 danced. Stepsister's mermaid. Who is she? What is she doing? She did not say ni hao. The first star rose high in the sky. It sang the song. She ran away. Then Harold said, "Oh, please, come back. You aren't leaving." But before he could ask, "What is your name?" she was off like that. She lost her shoe. She did not pick it up. She ran to the carriage. She got into the carriage. Then Emperor Harold sent his horses off to get her. The magic baron rushed, and she ran right past her. Then he put up a poster that said, "I here, by the order of Emperor Harold, declare that the woman who can fit this red slipper will be my bride, from your new emperor." "Girls, girls, girls, get ready. They will soon be here, and you out to the garden this minute. I want you to pick flowers for my daughters. Hurry, hurry, hurry. What do you have to?" There was a knock on the door. Knock, 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 knock. They opened the door. Without a maid come in, she told Water Lily to go to her room. "I'm sorry, Neo, thank you. Now may I do my speech? I have to come." "Forget about the speech, try it on my daughters," she said. "I have to go outside." She went up the stairs that went to Water Lily's room. She went up and locked the door. Water Lily started to cry again. She was very sad. She looked out the window. "My fairy godmother, I would not prefer a bird, Mother." "Well, ni hao to you. Ni hao to you, bird mother. Now why are you crying, dear? I can't get out of my room. I have a second key." "Well, open the door," she did. "May I try on the slipper?" "On her, she is just a servant. My orders for every lady. It fits, it fits, it fits me. I have the other slipper." That same day they got married. The end.